What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 7. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boy Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Hope all is well. And on this episode, we have our special guest. She is a comedian. She is a podcast host. She has a podcast show called It Michelle Podcast. And we're going to talk to her about her podcast journey, being a comedian, her stand-up shows, and many more. This was a really funny episode. She pretty much made me laugh the whole entire episode. And I know she would make you laugh as well. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
My name is Jalan Salah, and you are listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time for Mr. Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day. And today's quote of the day is, success don't happen overnight. Just be patient and keep going. And what I mean by that is, if you want something to work out, you have to keep going. Because once you stop, you pretty much already given up. So always remember, success don't happen overnight. You just have to be patient and keep going. Because you never know where everything will take you. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts, Quote of the Day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Up Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Up Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, the Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Mi gente, it's your girl Michelle S. from the It's Michelle podcast, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time, I got my special guest. She is a comedian. She is a voiceover actress. She is a podcast host, and she got a podcast show called It's Michelle Podcast. She had one of my podcast friends. We got Michelle S. in the building. Michelle, how you doing?
Hey, oh, I was a little delayed. How you doing, Ken? Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, I'm doing good. And welcome for coming on the show. You know, I definitely wanted you on the show for a minute. And you've been a supporter of the show. And I've been a supporter of your show, too. So happy to have you on the show.
Yes, very excited to be here. Thank you. Thank y'all.
But there you go. But we're going to start off with, where are you from?
All right, so that is very intricate. No, not really. So I was born and raised in the Bronx. I'm definitely, you know, New Yorker over here. I live in the Heights now. And, you know, some people say it's just my motherland because I am Dominican. So here we are.
Well, there you go. You ain't know New York is in the building. You're not from Brooklyn, New York. But there you go. New York is definitely in the building.
In the house.
So how do you describe yourself with three words?
Three words. Okay. I'll say bubbly. I'm going to say entertaining. And you know what? I'm going to throw a little audible. I'm empathetic. I do have a lot of empathy.
Nice. Yeah. Those are two choices. What is one thing? What is one thing you like to do for fun?
Other than like roast my husband sometimes, because we try to go back and forth. And he says it makes me a stronger person. I do. I mean, I love podcasting. I love doing voiceover. Of course, I'm not going to give you the cliche answer of, you know, family time and all that stuff. That's a given. I definitely like to make sure I'm like, I'm not going to say perfecting my craft either, because I don't want to put too much pressure on myself. But I'm always writing. I'm always just looking for new ideas and stuff like that. Podcasting, of course. Those are definitely my vibes. Just having like a chill vibe. You know what I mean? I like that.
Definitely.
Yeah, I can relate to that too, Keith. I do also try to still perfect my craft. And we're going to dive some more on the podcast show because, you know, you got a really dope show going on. But before that, what's in your headphones right now? It could be an album, a song, or a podcast even.
What am I listening like on my headphones? Let's see.
Yeah.
I've been on this like weird Celine Dion kick. I don't know why. I mean, I'm a millennial and raised in the 90s. Titanic was my life for a little bit. And then, you know, you kind of deep dive into Celine. And I think it was really, we were watching for some reason. Don't ask me why. I mean, shout out Deadpool. But we were watching some Deadpool. And it was, I think it was the second one. And it was like, the intro was Ashes by Celine Dion. And I've been listening to it. I'm like, wow, she has such a beautiful voice. So I can't, you could just imagine me in the hood, taking the train, listening to Celine Dion. that's kind of like where I am right now. And also I was focusing because I did have a show. So I was kind of focusing on, you know, what I've written. And for some reason, I was real calm. And I was like, okay, I'm going to keep it here. If I listen to anything too wild right now, I might just kind of go all over the place. So I'm chilling right now. So it's been hard.
Dope. And, you know, Celine Dion is really dope. Very talented, you know, artist.
Absolutely.
Also, Deadpool 3 coming out in later this year, so I can't wait for that too.
Same. I think maybe that's why we were watching it, because I'm like, why are we just sitting here watching Deadpool? Out of all the things we can do, we had a long ass day. We're like, oh, let's just watch some Deadpool. But it was a good pick.
Yeah. But now we're gonna talk about your beginning of life. So how would you growing up?
Kind of the same. I was always kind of the person who wanted to make people feel like happy and laugh. And I don't know if that speaks for traumas, but that's for another podcast. But I was definitely that person who was like, I want to be the light I walk in. Although when I was like little Michelle, I was very kind of quiet and reserved, and I wanted to be this loud person. Then, you know, 9, 10, 11 year old Michelle, she got real loud. And then teenage years came and it was over. And now I think I'm just a grown ass baby adult walking around.
Yeah, and I'm happy that you do like to make people laugh, because you make me laugh too. But we're going to get more about that in a few.
Thank you. I'm glad.
So how all that you've been through made you the person you are today?
Like, in all seriousness, I have been through a lot in life, like everyone has, I'm sure. And I feel like when you go through like dark times or tough times, that's kind of when the best of you comes out. And there are unfortunate times where the best of people don't come out, and, you know, they fall into like this dark hole. That's why I always talk about mental health a lot, because it's very easy to go that route instead of trying to find that, you know, to pick yourself up, because that can also be hard. So it definitely molded me in who I am today, because I learned to understand my feelings. You know, growing up the way I did, it was kind of frowned upon to feel or to have feelings or to want to talk about them, to want to figure them out. So once I got older, I had to teach myself that. And once I did, I'm like, yo, this is dope. I love how this feels. I love knowing who I am, and I want to share with everybody. I think I have a lot to give to people. And I think that's where it started. Like, you know, I have a voice, and, you know, I gotta use it.
Yeah, there you go. And that's the best way to go. As you just mentioned, you do have a podcast show, at Michelle Podcast. But before we dive into that, what inspired you to get into this podcast? Like, what made you want to go that route?
So I want to say, it's about to be 3 years now. I do this all the time. I always forget the potty's birthday, but it's okay. She forgives me. just going through trials and tribulations, I had gotten into nursing school. I had accomplished a lot of the things that I had set my mind to, because that's what I was told I had to do to be this amazing person. And, you know, again, went through some stuff, and I was just like, okay, I said, fuck nursing school. And, you know, no shade to none of the nurses out there. I love y'all. I support y'all. However, it just wasn't for me. And honestly, it was a very hard, again, it wasn't easy. And I passed. I did it. But even after that, I was just like, nah, this is, it's not what I want to do. It's what society kind of put on me that I had to do to be this like extraordinary person. So once I realized that, I was kind of in a standstill. I wasn't even working at that point because I was in school. And my husband was like, yo, so what do you want to do? I said, I think I want a podcast. I think I want to kind of just get on a mic and talk some shit. And he was like, all right, let's go. Because he's like my number one supporter. I love him to death. So I was just like, yeah, let's do this. And I started. And at first I was like very shy. And I was like, forget about it. I don't know what I'm doing. This is crazy. What am I going to talk about? And then eventually, you know, I started getting a lot of support. You were actually one of my first followers. I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, oh, look at this. This is great. And then, you know, I just kept going with it. And I just kept going. And I was like, yeah, this is it. This is where I want to be. And I'm just very happy. And it just snowballed into me realizing who I really wanted to be. So I definitely appreciate podcasting first and foremost, because it brought me here. So
you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. So I remember I was on my team page, the Premier Web Podcast, because you know I do two shows. And I'm on their page, I'm scrolling, adding people. I see your podcast, Michelle. Okay, I just added you, didn't think none of it. And one day I ran across your video, and I'm like, yo, this girl really funny. Oh, she got a pocket show? Oh, let me check it out. And after I listened to it, and I'm like, yo, this is a really good show, you know. I'm going to tell you what the first episode I listened to, but before we get to that, tell us about the Ed Michelle podcast and how the idea came together.
So it took me a while because I was like, what am I going to name this podcast? And I a lot of my experiences from growing up, from childhood, from people I met just throughout the walks of life kind of brought it together for me, because even the name itself, I used to work with somebody and she was African. She was amazing. Like, she taught me so much, and she would call me Michelle. And then everyone in the Caribbean would be like, Michelle. And I'm like, yo, I'm going to call it It's Michelle Podcast. But then I went back to my roots, knowing Spanish and being, you know, Dominican. And I'm like, but me in Spanish is my. So I'm like, yo, but it's my podcast. So like just that process, that creative process kind of took me somewhere I've never been before. And that's when I was like, all right, this podcast has to be like lit. This has to be the place where I'm going to talk crap. Everybody could come on and be free and do whatever they want to do. And, you know, just vibe out. This is going to be the chill spot. This is going to be the safe spot. Like, you can say whatever you want. There's no judgment over here. We chilling. So that's kind of like how the whole idea came together. Cause it's like, that's what I do in my normal life. That's what I do with my friends. That's what I do with people who, you know, who confide in me. I'm like, yo, you're in a safe space. Let's do it. So that's really how the entire idea came about.
No, that's a really dope idea. How you put the name like that? That's really dope. I remember the first episode I listened to the Michelle podcast, and I believe it was the Valentine's Day episode with you and your husband. He was your fiance during that time.
Yeah.
And I like, after listening to it, I like, yo, this is a really good show. After I started listening back to back, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna add it to my script. You actually like the show, so. Yeah, you know, keep doing your thing. You really do got a good show. I do enjoy your show.
Thank you. I appreciate you. So do you, both of them. You grinding out here.
I try. But let my listeners know, where can they listen to the Michelle podcast?
Well, on all podcast platforms, of course, it's Michelle Podcast on YouTube, some behind the scenes, some raunchy stuff on Patreon. And I don't want people to be like, oh my God, she's just doing it because she wants money. Like, honestly, I put up a whole bunch of just free stuff. You don't have to subscribe. You could just literally click on it, watch some behind the scenes stuff. You know, it's all for fun. It's just, you can't put everything on YouTube. YouTube, they be blocking sometimes. So, you know, I got to we got to figure this out. But definitely all podcast platforms, you know, wherever you stream your podcast, that's where I'll be.
Right, there you go. But it's one thing that I noticed when I listen to the Michelle podcast. You got this one segment. It's pretty funny, called Wendell Talk with Lakamai.
Yes.
So I want to know, where did that segment come from? How did the character Lakamai came from? Where did it came from?
Let me tell you, Lakamai is my bitch. I appreciate her so much. So she's really an alter ego. And when I'm in this mode where I'm just going to talk crap, that's definitely who I embody. And also, I grew up around a lot of Puerto Ricans, around a lot of Dominicans. And, you know, you got a lot of, you got this little girl listening to all these adults talking. And that's literally how I heard them in my, like, little old me. That's how I heard them. So La Comay embodies all of them, everybody on the block. And I don't mean to sound like J-Lo. I did come from a real block in the Bronx. I'm not making it up. This is really me. And, you know, like, even in the mornings, there was this one lady who used to live above us, and she would call for her kids from downstairs outside in the street to the window. We were on the third floor, on the fourth floor, and she'd be like, Mira! So loud. And the kids would run. Like, what? Like, that's how they were talking. I was just like, yo, that was my community. And that's what La Comay reminds me of. That's my safe space. So I'm just like, yeah, La Comay is a thing. She's a vibe. She says whatever she wants.
And I like your La Comay segments. And you make me laugh. I ain't gonna hold you. So
thank you. Thank you. That's like the titi from the block. That's the auntie that's always gonna stick on you, but then she's always on your side at the same time. Like, she know how to play the fence.
Yeah. I mean, I really do enjoy window to La Comay. You know, keep doing those. Shout out to Miss La Comay, by the way.
Thank you.
Shout out to Miss La Comay. But not only that, you also got two spin-off shows on your podcast show. One of them is the Funny Girl podcast with Jalen. No, shout out to Jalen.
And also,
you got SMM Subway Chronicle that you did with your husband, Shane. So tell us about those two spin-off shows. When did you start those two shows?
So Funny Gals Talk, I was thinking about it for a little bit. Actually, like a year in after I started the podcast, I was like, I've always been into comedy. I just embody being happy and wanting to laugh all the time. So I was just like, well, you know, I got to kind of share this with everybody. So Funny Gals Talk, I was just like, there's a lot of male comedians out here. You know, the female comedians, I'm not going to say they get lost in the wayside. They don't. They're definitely big names out there. You know, even indie names, they're out there. But I was just like, well, how can I kind of embody that and make it my own thing as well? Because I love comedy and it's my thing. And that's kind of like where it came about. And then I had interviewed Jay a while back, and we were talking, and literally once the cameras went off, we were having a conversation, and I told her, I was like, oh my gosh, you're so funny. I was like, you know, I'm thinking about doing X, Y, and Z, and I would love for you to be part of it if you have the time. She's like, oh my gosh, yes, let's do it. And that's how the first episode came about. And I literally made it a monthly thing because I did, you know, I still have the weekly podcast, and then, you know, I gotta go to work. Like, I gotta do. So I was like, I want to make this a monthly thing, but I definitely want to make it a thing. Like, I don't want it to stop. I want Funny Gals Talk to be a thing, whether Jay is there, you know, or whether I bring other females in. I just, again, another safe space for us to just be funny and get lit, you know what I mean, without worrying about what we're saying, and also a female space. So that's definitely how it came about. Now, S&M, I have been talking to my husband about S&M for a long time, only because of our it's so crazy. It's literally because his name is Shane and my name is Michelle, and I was like, yo, S&M sounds really raunchy, but it doesn't have to be. And he's like, yo, I didn't even think about that. And living in New York, taking public transportation every day like I do, that's content right there. And I mean, you would know, you're coming from Brooklyn. That's crazy. It's crazy out there.
Yeah.
Every day is a story with y'all. So, So I was like, yo, why don't we just start, like, we have a shared notes page, like, you know, on the iPhone, we have a shared notes that we share notes, and anything crazy that happens to us on the train, or whether he's on the bus or just walking outside in the street or whatever, we just put it in there. And I'm like, we're going to make episodes out of this. I think especially New Yorkers, they'll definitely understand, you know, they can relate. And people who aren't from New York, who think New York is an aesthetic, I'm like, nah, it's not. Like, this is life right here. So that's how that one came about.
And now I listen to both of them. Both shows are good. And y'all got good chemistry. I got to say that. Y'all got good chemistry. So I'm looking forward to more episodes of both of your series.
Thank you. Yeah, for sure.
So as a podcaster, what have been one of your biggest challenges so far?
To be honest, I think I have two right now that I can think of. Sometimes it's hard for me to put content together because in my head, like, I want everything to look good and sound good and not be like, oh, she just decided to talk about crap today, or she didn't have nothing to talk about. So that is a challenge for me to make sure that when I do put out an episode, it makes sense, it's relatable, and it isn't something that's just like, oh, she threw that one away. You know, that episode, it was a throwaway episode. And actually, just putting out an episode every week, and that's been a challenge only because of all the new things that have happened, you know, with like the comedy shows and interviewing people, you know, at Blush Studio. Shout out Blush Studios. So, you know, sometimes I'm like, okay, this was such a big production that I might not even get this ready this week. I might do it for next week because I don't want it to look bad. I don't want it to look rushed. So those are like my two biggest challenges right now, because it's hard sitting here. Something, you know, you can see something outside and be like, oh, that's content. You can write, you can talk about it. But it's like, is it relatable? You know, has it been done 100 times before already? And you're just fucking, you know, like picking at it. Like that to me becomes a challenge. I kind of want to be that individual person, like individualistic. And granted, I know that there's going to be times that conversations have already been had, but conversations haven't been had like how I'm going to have them. You know what I mean? So yeah, I definitely struggle with that sometimes.
Yeah, I could definitely relate to, you know, I can hold you. I do put shows out every week. That's not easy. Sometimes twice a week. That's definitely not easy.
I don't know how you do it, because you're a maniac twice a week. Yo, you got it. You got it.
I've been trying. It has not been easy at all.
I know, but you're doing beautifully. So keep doing what you're doing. I know it's not easy, but that's the grind. You know what I mean? You do something you love. It's never going to be easy.
Of course. I mean, I love what I do. So thank you for that. I love what I do. So, but it's not easy.
Oh, I know.
So what is the goal for your podcast show? And what do you want your audience to get out of it?
I just want them to laugh. You know, I want to uplift spirits, because there's times, again, you don't know what people are going through. And you put out one funny video, you put out one episode that resonates with somebody, you know, that takes them out of their funk, or reminds them of a good time, reminds them of the past that, you know, was a great time for them. And that's really my goal. Like, my goal isn't to make people feel sad, or that's why sometimes even when I'm talking about current events and stuff like that, I try to make it really fun and really light. Because, you know, it's too much sadness going around already. And again, I don't want to feel that for me. So I'm just like, I just want to spread it out to the world. I just want everybody to feel some type of enjoyment, which is why I release episodes on Mondays too, because nobody wants to wake up really early in the morning on Monday. Like, no matter how much money you're making, you really don't want to get out your bed and be like, really, at 6 a.m, I got to be at work at 8 or at 9. Like, nobody really wants to do that. Everybody wants to chill. So if I can just make that road to Friday a little easier, yo, that's what I want to do.
you be doing it. I be looking forward to your video you post on IG, because it really does make me laugh though. It be like bad random too. Like how can she do this on a day like this? Like outside right now it's raining. Like, how she can do this on a day like this? And I go, it be making me laugh. I'm not gonna hold you. So keep making people laugh, because you good at it, right? For real.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But if you had to, on your show, you ain't got a lot of guests come to your show anyway, but if you had to pick 3 dream guests, who would those 3 guests be?
Damn, can I tell you? Sometimes I'm shy.
I could relate.
Right. Everybody's always like, oh, please. I'm like, no, I am. Sometimes I'm just like, that's why I like doing solos, because I could be me. I could be myself. You really don't know sometimes how, like, your personality could affect somebody else. Especially like if it's in person or something, you know, something like that, which is why a lot of my guests, I always talk to them first. Like, okay, how you doing? How you feeling? See what we have in common and stuff, so I can feel out their vibe, because I don't want to be obnoxious if that's, you know, I mean, it's my show, but I don't want to be that obnoxious person to make them uncomfortable if they're my guest. Exactly. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I don't know. Let's see. I always think like I want a famous person, but then I'm like, I don't want somebody famous, because what if they're too high maintenance? What if they're not down to earth, or, you know? So I do like having a lot of comedians on the show, because we kind of have that same energy. I like having other podcasters on the show. For sure. I think those are, and the only reason is I'm not individualizing anybody. It's because this is like, these are all, you know, it's a lot of people. So definitely a lot of comedians, podcasters, and also people who want to share their story.
Yep.
Those are like my top three, because I like to hear other people's, I like to hear other people's stories. That's, I think that's the main reason why a lot of podcasters get into this anyway, because you want to dive in to other people's business in the nice way. But you also want to hear what they got going on, because, you know, going to work, waking up every day, being outside, it kind of gives you, you see the same people all the time. You're like, yo, there has to be more to this. Like, you know, what are they thinking? What are they into? There has to be more. So I like to hear the stories from all walks of life, because it's just interesting to me. So I think those are, would be my top three people. So Ken, get ready.
And that's also the same reason for me, you know, started the show. I wanted to have people come on the show so they could share their story, because like I just mentioned, so much more than what you see. Yeah. And so and yes, I will be ready, because I know the invitation is coming. So
yes,
I
gotta, sure, get ready.
It's been long overdue.
It really has.
But also, you know, you made me laugh this whole episode. You are a comedian. So tell us, what made you want to go that route?
Well, all right. So again, it really does have to do a lot with who I am today as a person. So you got to go all the way back. And all the way back. So when I was a kid, like, you know, you go through certain circumstances with family that aren't so happy, that you're not laughing about. And I really did find solace in laughter for me. So going to school, I wasn't that kid who hated going to school till I was in high school. Once I was in high school, I was like, yeah, I'm tired. But like, you know, throughout like middle school, elementary school, junior high school, I enjoyed going in because I enjoyed being with my friends and making them laugh, although home wasn't a fun place to be in. And I took a liking, which became a passion, in comedy. And my dad would always watch comedy, whether it was, you know, Hispanic comedy, whether it was, it didn't matter. He was always watching something funny. So that's something him and I share. And I always, that kind of resonated me into adulthood. And then once I became an adult with my children, I would watch comedy all the time. And I'm just like, yo, I think I can do that. Like this, just watching it bringing me like some type of joy. Like I really do want, I want to stand on stage. I want to tell people jokes. I want to make people laugh. I want people to laugh at me. Like, yo, I'm a human being. I'm a person. And that's kind of like what really brought me to that. And then podcasting solidified when I started interviewing some comedians. And I'm just like, wow, they're regular people too. You know what I mean? Like they all had that same feeling, kind of like that little burning fire in them. So I was just like, yeah, that's something I want to do. And then my husband gifted it to me. He gifted a class to me for Christmas. And I was just like, yo, I'm not going to go. I'm scared. Like, forget it. I was like, I'm not going to go. I ended up going, of course. And at the end, you have a show. And I said, no, I'm not going to do the show. Forget it. I'm not doing the show. And I ended up doing the show. And it was amazing. The turnout was great. And now I have, you know, the founder of the school reaching out to me, because he's also like the manager over at Gotham. He's like, yo, I got a guest spot. Like, come through. Come here. I want you here. I'm like, really? So that kind of makes me feel good, because I was just like, okay. So not only did I think I was, you know, good enough, other people were like, no, girl, you're good. So I'm like, okay, let's do this. And that's definitely how I got into the route of comedy. And I'm happy I did, because Nice. Yeah, it's amazing.
No, that's definitely dope. And I gotta definitely come out to your, one of your shows. That's really dope. But, you know, you just started doing stand-up. You just had a show literally yesterday recorded
this episode. Yes, last night at Karma. It was a
party. Well, shout out to Karma. I used to go to Karma online, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
It was lit. Lower East Side showed out.
but my question is, like, what is one thing you like about doing stand-up? And what is the most challenging thing doing stand-up so far?
I'm gonna start with the most challenging. Sometimes it's remembering my shit. Like sometimes I'm like, oh man, because you know, like I write stuff, but I always talk about this. I think I have like some type of adult acquired ADHD where like if I see a squirrel, but I'm doing math, I'm like, nah, I'm going to look at the squirrel all day because it's so much fun. So sometimes in my head, everything gets a little scattered. But I like that because it helps discipline me. Like, no, follow your story. You got something going on. So that is the challenging part, making sure that I don't forget what my joke is or what my punchline is and stuff like that. But I think that also comes with I'm a novice. Like I just started doing stand-up. I mean, I can talk to you and make you laugh and stuff, but when it comes to something structured like stand-up and you have 10 minutes, you know, when you have to do your whole set and make sure you're not forgetting, make sure you're paying attention to the light when it goes on. So you have so it's a lot of different elements. So I do although it's a challenge, I do appreciate that challenge because it is helping discipline me.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's see, one of the best things that I like about comedy is really just the laughter and also bringing people to where I am and what I'm talking about. So like last night's show was amazing because the crowd received my jokes and they were all relatable to them. And that was the best feeling because I brought them to my life and they were like, yo, that's crazy. You made light out of all of that. I'm like, yeah, I did. And I think that's the best feeling.
Like I said, let me know when you got your next show. I'll come out and support it. That's really dope.
For sure. Yeah, I would love to have you there.
Yeah, but who are your favorite comedians? Name three.
Let's see. Favorite comedians, that's hard. I love Dave Chappelle. I do. I love Dave Chappelle's honesty, and I like how he just crosses boundaries. I'm like, that's right. Your thing. Can I tell you, I'm on a Larry David kick. I really do like Larry David. I like Larry David actually back since Seinfeld. Because I used to watch Seinfeld. Everybody's like, what? I'm like, yo, I'm a millennial. I used to sneak the TV on at 11 and watch Seinfeld. And then when I got older, and you know, I would hear people talk about it, I'm like, oh, Larry David, who's this Larry David? He wrote it, he created the show. And then I got older and I was like, oh shit, Larry David is dope. So I really do like Larry David because he just makes people uncomfortable sometimes, especially in the show. But I like that like uncomfortable comedic feeling. I'm just like, yo, I know it's gonna be funny. Oh, this is cringy, but it's gonna be good. So I really do like that. And as far as a female, I gotta name a female. It's a toss up. You know what? I'm gonna say Wanda Sykes. I like Wanda Sykes. I like how her comedy is just like, it's almost like dry, but it's not. Like she just says things as matter of fact. I do. I like her. I like Wanda Sykes too.
That's really dope. That would be hard for me to answer. I don't even know who I would say.
It's hard. Listen, I still got a couple of names. Like, I love John Leguizamo. You know what I mean? John Leguizamo embodies, actually, a lot of John Leguizamo's like monologues in the beginning helped me with La Comay. You know, so I do love John Leguizamo. Michelle, I always say her last name wrong, and I don't want to say it, but I don't want to say her last name wrong, so I'm sorry, but her. No disrespect, girl. I love you. I like her too because she embodies her feminism.
Oh yeah, I know you too.
Yeah, like she embodies her femininity, and I love that because that's how I do in my shows. I'm loud, obnoxious, I'm dancing, I'm making sure you have a good time. Like it's not just comedy. It's like you're in the club. Well, you're in a comedy club, but you're in the club. You know what I mean? Like you're not on your phone, dancing in the corner, looking at other people, trying to figure out what to do. No. We're getting lit over there. So, yeah.
There you go. But as you know, we are in a pandemic. I don't know where we are at this point. But how did the pandemic affect you? What did you learn from it?
Well, I think we're like COVID 27 now. Okay.
That's not more like it.
Yeah. But the pandemic. So I was working for part of the pandemic until, because that's around that time. That's when I got into nursing school. So I was working. Then I immediately went into nursing school, and then you know, did what I did my thing in nursing school, and we were still kind of in the pandemic. And that's when I realized that I wanted to podcast. So for me, it, you know, it was a sad time because we didn't know what was going on and a lot of people were passing away. It was really a scary time. You know, we were all in masks. We didn't know what to expect. But, you know, thank goodness we're all good and we're all sitting here right now, because it could have been a different story. But it really helped me come up with It's Michelle. So, you know, although it was, again, dark times, some stuff comes out of dark times. And I'm not going to say I appreciate the pandemic because, again, a lot of lives were lost. You know what I mean? So that'll be very selfish of me to say. But during that dark time, It's Michelle was born. So
like I said, it is dark time. It was a dark time, but it did help this show to get more of, you know, what it is. It helped me network with a lot of dope people, you know. And I'm happy that it was the last couple years.
I know. But we are up to like COVID 80. Like, it's crazy. No, because it's nuts. People just keep getting sick and you don't know what it is. And everybody's like, oh, it's COVID. I'm like, yo, it's just a cold. Like, it's fine. We're going to be all right.
Weird. But let's get to more brighter. Let's get to more brighter notes.
Right.
So what is your dream venture? Something that you always want to do?
Right now, I feel, because I'm like on a roll with comedy, I think I want to go to like different states. So we like to travel, you know, like my husband is thinking about doing a Boston trip. Like, I would love to go out to Boston and do just like, you know, an open mic or something like that. Because like, I think it's cool to just go to different places and experience different people. You know what I mean? So I think that right now is something I want to work on. Definitely want to keep growing the podcast. I do, because I feel like it's again, it's just molding all together. So I don't want to leave anything behind. So I want to make sure I carry all the babies along with me.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So I think that's really what I'm focusing on right now. Just keep going, you know?
And that's the best way to go. That's the best way to go. So what other projects that you got going on that you have not mentioned yet?
So there is a project that I'm working on with Jay. She wrote a script and I'm very excited to be helping her with that. Shout out to Jay. I do owe her a meeting, so don't be mad, sis, when you see this. I'm so sorry.
You're not the only one too. I
gotta owe her a meeting
too.
Right? So don't be mad, honey. You're still number one. We are working on it. And also, I'm working on some improv stuff starting in May. Doing some improv stuff. I think after a couple of weeks, I would have like an improv show. So that I haven't mentioned to anybody. So yeah, shout out to Ken for bringing that out.
Mr. Jimmy, like the exclusive. There you go.
right. Ken got it. Y'all were too slow. So working on some improv stuff, which I'm really excited about. And that's really it for right now. As far as comedy, I'm kind of taking it day by day. You know, people hit me up like, hey, we have a show going on. We would love for you to be a part of it. I'm like, let's go. You know, nothing crazy. And also working on getting into open mics around the city, traveling different places, getting into open mics. So that's definitely it.
That's dope. I look forward to everything that you're about to do.
Thank you. I really appreciate you, Ken.
So what do you have to say for anybody to go on the same route as you? Say something inspirational, you know, with being a comedian, be the podcast, everything.
Keep going. And I think everybody kind of says it, but it's true. Keep going, because there are going to be times where you're like, I'm tired. I don't want to do this anymore. It's so easy, you know, to just go onto your Instagram, your business page, and be like, okay, I'm going to shut this off and it's over. I'm done. It's very easy. Then that's the easy route. You know, the things you want to succeed in life, they're not easy, unfortunately. Although people are like, oh my god, if you do what you love, it's always easy. No, the fuck is not. That's a lot. it's not. You got to work hard for what you want. You got to represent yourself sometimes, you know. You got to make sure you stand up for yourself. So just keep going. If you're a writer, don't stop writing. If you want a podcast, just start. going to, I mean, I don't know about you, but I started in a little closet. I was recording in my closet. Listen, with a mic that picked up everything, they farted upstairs and I heard it. And I'm like, that's what, you know what I mean? You know, I had no knowledge of what it was to edit anything, to export anything. I had no idea what any of that meant. But you teach yourself, keep going, keep pushing, and you got this. Don't give up. Don't give up on yourself. Let everybody else give up on you, but you don't give up on yourself.
There you go. That's a really good advice. And I agree with that 100%. Keep going. And don't give up on yourself. Because right. once you stop, then you already gave up. So
yeah.
There you go. So before you go, Miss Michelle, we're going to play a segment game called Five Random Topics. But actually, five random topics. It could be a short or long response. And I will join us on this as well. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
All right. Favorite movie of all time? Your favorite movie of all time, I should say.
Damn. That's hard. All right. So, you know, I'm going to say this one only because when I was in middle school, I was in the play. Like, we did a whole play for it. So, I'm going to say Grease. Again, I'm a millennial. Like, it's hard for me, okay? So I'm going to say Grease. And we did the whole entire thing for a school production. And it was the best time in, like, my childhood life that I could remember. It was a great time. It was amazing. It felt like I was a true performer. So I'm going to say Grease because it reminds me of it. So I'll say Grease.
For me, and I said a pick, like, many times. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? You know, growing up watching that movie, always been really dope. The crossover, to the fact that we ain't gonna never see a crossover like that again from Disney and WB and everything like that. So yeah, Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Always been my favorite movie of all time and still love it to this day. So that's one. Nice. There you go. What is your favorite music era?
My favorite music era? It's weird with me and music because I like all types of music. And even stuff that I wasn't born, I wasn't even around, I wasn't even thought of. And it could be because my family, you know, they were musicians and stuff like that. Like, they were into music. They either played music. They were either in a band. They were either traveling with a band. My father was very much into music. So I was very fortunate to be privy to all types of music. But I'm not going to front. I'm going to say, like, late 80s to the 90s, we had some bangers. You know what I mean? Like, once we got to 2000, you know, we had bangers from down south. It was okay. You know what I mean? They came through. But I'm going to say 80s to 90s? Yeah, we were getting it in. I think that's my favorite
too. I agree with you. You know, I like all types of music, but mainly old school R&B. 2000s was all right. But of course, 90s, 80s, 70s, even the Motown days. Those are my favorite eras of music.
Yeah, and I even listened to Frankie Valli. People were like, what? Yeah. I was just like, I don't know. He just has a really, really high falsetto voice. And I like, I don't know, it's weird. I like listening to it. And I think he was from Jersey or something. I don't even know. And it's just like, okay, I don't know. He might not have been from Jersey, but still.
Oh, what a night.
Exactly.
Who is your favorite actress or actor or both?
I don't think I have a favorite because everyone's so different. Like, you know, acting skills or what they've been in or how they can embody somebody to me is very interesting from everyone. I think acting is such an amazing skill. You know, like, when you're young, you can look in the mirror and pretend like you're acting. But then when you're doing it for a living, I'm like, damn, you know, how can you feel that way and then make me feel that way? So it's hard to say. I don't think I have a favorite. I just think everybody's very unique in their own way. So, yeah, I don't know. I'll tell you who's not my favorite. J-Lo. She's not my favorite. She's not my favorite at all. But aside from her, everyone else, actually, you know who though is really mesmerizing to me? Lupita Nyong'o. I hope I'm not saying her last name. And again, I'm just, listen, first names, bet. Last names, I'm sorry. Lupita, yeah, because watching her range from her really soft scenes or really woman strong empowering scenes to, you know, the Jordan Peele scenes, I'm just like, girl, go ahead, get it. So I really do appreciate watching her. That doesn't mean, you know, everybody else, you know, I love everybody, I enjoy everybody, yeah. But Lupita, you know, she's right here right now. So
no, she really dope. She really dope. Yeah. For me, you know, this is always a hard one, but I know for actors, easy. I'm gonna say Denzel, of course.
Of course, actor. Yeah.
For actress, now that's always been hard for me. I'm gonna go say it's Viola Davis, but okay. she is amazing. I go with you. But yeah. What is your favorite fruit?
My favorite fruit or food?
Yeah, fruit.
My favorite fruit. You really making me think, huh? You
always do that. Always sit and do that when he's bombing on topics.
My favorite fruit. Do I have a favorite fruit? I like bananas, and don't get fresh out there just because it's phallic. It's just I like bananas, not me. Like I like for a long time I like kiwis, but then I found out there were golden kiwis. I didn't even know those existed.
Oh wow.
Those jammies are banging. Let's see. I like peaches. Also, don't come for me. Don't be fresh. I just like some, some peaches. You know what I mean? I like grapes too. Yeah, growing up, I used to love like melon.
Yeah.
Then after some time, I had some like, you know, when the melon don't even taste sweet, it just be tasting like water. I was like, forget it. I'm not messing with melon no more. But I like cantaloupe. There you go. And I like pineapple. I like pineapples too. Yeah.
I know for me, peaches, plums, grapes. I'm actually started liking the pineapple like recently. I never liked it for a very long time. But I really like it now. Especially because it's healthy too. So I actually like pineapples.
Right, it is. It is. It's good for you.
Yeah. All right, and one last question. All right, what is one show you wish would get a reboot?
One show I wish would get a reboot. Damn. I don't know. One show I wish would get a reboot.
Okay, I know. We already have a lot ready.
I mean, almost everything has been rebooted. And I'm like, well, sometimes I go on strike. I'm like, I'm not watching that. I'm like, it's not the original. I'm not watching it. A reboot. You know, I think I would like to see a reboot of Family Matters. Mm. Yeah, like Steve Urkel and his little Urkel baby. You know, have a little Urkel baby. I don't know if I want him and Lisa to be together because Lisa was a bit selfish. I don't know. She only liked him when he was Stefan. But like him for who he really is. You know what I mean? Like the self-esteem is there. Why are you doing that to him, Lisa? Laura, right. You see what I'm saying? You know what's funny? I'm sitting down and I'm looking. I'm like, I don't think this bitch's name was Lisa. I think it was something with an L. You hit me with the Laura. Who's Lisa? Lisa was her friend?
No, Lisa from Fresh Prince.
Damn. Oh, Maxine was a friend. So Maxine clearly don't reboot that show for me because I don't know. Forget it. Don't reboot it. Don't. See, that's how much I didn't like Laura, I guess. Laura made me feel some type of way. I was like, don't worry, Steve. Come to me. I'll treat you right. You can wear your glasses and your suspenders. We'll be all right. Don't worry about it. You don't have to be cool for me. Damn. All right. You know what? I'm gonna stick by my decision. Yeah, definitely. I would say Family Matters. Yeah, I want Carl to come back. You know, but nice and calm. I don't want him to be like you know, just yeah. Let's see. I'll pick Family Matters.
Yeah, before I answer, I know originally they were supposed to have season 10 with Steve and Laurie get married, but then the CBS canceled it because they moved to CBS from ABC.
Yeah.
So I do agree with you. So I at least they could finish that story. Well, they'll probably be married kids by now, but
right.
At least have some kind of conclusion though, instead of just getting canceled out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, right? And I think that hurt me because TGIF was my jam.
Yeah.
So you know, after school, you chilling, you eating dinner, and you know it's gonna be TGIF, and Family Matters was always the show that I was waiting for.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Fact.
All right, so yeah, sorry Lisa Laura, my bad. it's sorry, you know, I have a lot. I was working last night, okay? I still got jokes flowing around, my bad.
completely understand. And I know for me, I watch the show a lot. You know, some people watch it too, some people didn't watch it. I'm gonna say Degrassi.
Yo, yeah, because Drake was crazy on that show. His mouth was reckless on that show, so for sure.
Yeah, but they gotta bring back some of the original cast to play like the teachers or the parents and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So as long as the original cast is a part of it, I don't know. That one was.
I agree, because the original cast was unhinged. They were saying some wild stuff. So yeah, I agree with you on that one too.
I agree. But Michelle, thank you for coming to the show. It was a really funny conversation. Continue to kill it with being a comedian and your podcast show. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. I really, really do. Don't worry. You'll come on. It's me, Shell. Like, I might make a little appearance, ask you some questions too. So don't worry.
Oh, man. I'll be ready for that. But before you go, drop your social media where everybody can reach you and drop everything and where they can listen to your podcast show.
Mi gente, you can tune in to It's Me Shell podcast on all podcast platforms, wherever you stream your podcast. Also, follow me on Instagram at It's Me Shell podcast. Same on all of the social media platforms. Just click the link in the bio. It's so much easier to say that than tell you TikTok that. So y'all already know what to do. Yeah, on YouTube, It's Me Shell podcast. I mean, yeah, it's me. Let's go. That's where I'm at. I'll be waiting. And then follow me. I'll follow back too. Let's do it.
All right, there it goes. Thank you. And we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, and this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series that brought to you shows like A Conversation About News Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game, and we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Bonna B, where we talk about anything relationship-related topics, like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Presents Spin-Up Series Thursday, a conversation about music podcast every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Righty Rod every fourth Thursday. And Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. True! I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, Michelle S., for coming on the show. Thank you for making me laugh. Thank you for sharing your story. Thank you for the fun conversation. And I'm looking forward to everything that you're about to do, from being a comedian and your podcast show, It Michelle Podcast. Also, shout out to Miss Lakamai as well. She also make me laugh as well. And everybody check out the Michelle Podcast on all podcast platforms every Mondays at 12 a.m. You can check me out every Sundays for the main series, every Thursdays for spin-off series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Date Night Talk Podcast with myself, Miss Vanna B, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. and the Old School Show with myself and the Star Rider Ride every fourth Thursdays. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pods, and Podchasers. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about with the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Subscribe to me on YouTube at Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. If you want to be a guest on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com, or hit me up on social media. Ken underscore Mr. Gentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N underscore Mr. M-R Gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N, and we can set something up on the main series or any of the spin-off series Thursday shows. You can also check me out on the Premier Voice Podcast with myself, Aaron Kingston Sands, the Star Rider Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mighty Mel. New episodes of the Premier Boy Podcast every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. A part of the Premier Podverse. Check out other shows in the Premier Podverse. King Talk with Aaron Sands, hosted by Aaron. King Talk Sands every Friday at 12 p.m. Star Time Podcast, hosted by the Star Rider Rod, every Monday at 12 p.m. Welcome to the Trilogy, hosted by Long Live the Chief Mighty Mal, every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Support every show in the Premier Podverse. And at the time, it's time for everybody's favorite segment. It's time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Shoutouts, where I shout out 4 to 5 shows and give them their flowers. And we got 4 new shows right here. The first show that we're going to mention is Where the Grown Women Play Podcast. four women talk about many variety topics that's going on in the culture. They have a name change from Voices for Four, and now they go by Where the Grown Woman Plays. Shout out to them. It's a really dope show. Shout out to them. The next show that I'm going to talk about is Our Collaboration Station, hosted by Cynthia. She talks about many things from personal topics. She talks with many guests and many more. This is a really dope show. Check Our Collaboration Station podcast. Next show that I'm going to talk about is Visit Vacant Places with Coral, where he interviewed many people that's in the Vegas, in the Las Vegas area. And he will give you a whole lot of knowledge about Las Vegas and many more. And anything entrepreneurship as well. You know, check out Visit Vegas Plagues with Coral. And the last show that I'm going to talk about is BS TV 24/7, hosted by One Shot Scott. You know, this show talks about a variety of topics that pretty much come into a top of his head. This is a really cool show. And check out BS TV 24/7. And check out the four shows that I mentioned, Where the Grown Women Play podcast, Our Collaboration Station, Visit Favorite Places with Coral, and BSTV 24/7. That is this week, Mr. Gentleman, Lifestyle Shoutouts. Add me on Good Pods, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pod caters to many independent podcasters. We see what everybody listens to. We rate each other's shows, and we have the charts. And at the time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And of course, we got the Good Pod charts. Due to this recording, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is number 5 on the top 100 Shomo charts, and number 4 on the indie charts. For society and culture, we are still number 1. We've been number 1 for 38 days. Wow. Thank you, everybody, that continue to have a number 1 for society and culture. We are actually 2 days away from breaking our previous record, or 39 days. So, all I'm going to say is, wow, thank y'all for continue to support me, the gentleman like the podcast. It really means a lot. And once again, thank you, everybody. It really means a lot. For top 100 episodes, Date Night Talk episode 8, First Day Chronicles is number 34 on the normal charts. Number 36 on the indie charts. In episode 140, Life of a NYC Journalist and Tech Girl, which Janie Pong, is number 4 on the normal charts and number 5 on the indie charts. So once again, thank you everybody that been listening, sharing, reposting. You know, with the gentleman like the podcast, on not only on Good Pod, but all podcast platforms, it really means a lot. And let's continue to grow with the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And of course, to check out the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, where you listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. You check out every guest that's been on Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. All 69 guests. Michelle S. Profile will be added on the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast website. Check out every guest up here that I've been on. And buy some merch from the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast store at tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Or you can just buy it through the website. We have shirts, hoodies, mugs, and many more. Please buy some merch so we could upgrade your Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle experience. And yeah, and check out the official website, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. Once again, thank y'all for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Coming up this Thursday, the season 3 finale Ali of the Old School Show, myself and the Star Rider Rod. And next Sunday, we have another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. We got an artist coming to the show, talk about her music journey and her life journey as a whole. And thank you once again for tuning into this latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Have a good day or night while we're listening to this episode.
This is Graham,
Sarah,
and Michaela
from the Chime In Podcast.
And you're listening to
Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.